And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Hey, it's the weekend, and it's the Grillin' Guys. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. And we're trying to do a little keep it simple, but some comfort food. This is the time of year where maybe you want to nestle in a little bit and make something with your cast iron. But, you know, if you've put your grills away, we're clipping your man card because you still got a grill year-round. But Barbecue Bob, we have a guest on the live line.
That's right. It's one of our board of directors, T-Gid.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, T-Gid. Good to hear your voice.
Man, it's so good to hear y'all's too. And I tell you, it's a beautiful day in southern Louisiana.
Oh, I bet it is. We're single digits up here. So,
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, we are too. But it kind of comes with the territory in Michigan.
Yeah. I hear you. Well, what y'all want to talk about today, man?
You know, some of that fancy Cajun stuff.
What? I tell you what, you know, me and Bob were talking yesterday about some other stuff, and then he said, you want to come on the show? I said, sure. And he said, well, think of a good Cajun recipe. And he just called me. I forgot. And so I grabbed my dad's cookbook, and I flipped it open, and, man, I'm telling you, this is spiritually inspired, man. I mean, directly from above. This one is called Meatball Fricasse. And basically, it's like a meatball stew. You can make it with wild game. You can make it with deer meat mixed with pork. You can make it with chicken and pork. You can make it with chicken. However you want to make your protein, you can make it up beef and pork. But you make your meatballs, and you typically make your meatballs the same way as an Italian meatball. You know, a little bit of breadcrumbs, seasoning. You can put some very finely minced up onion and bell pepper and garlic and mix it all up into a mixing bowl with your seasoning. We use our Cajun seasoning, but if you want a little oregano, you want to put some Greek seasoning in there, some mint. Hey, you do like you want to do it. Then you take your finish.
Nah, I was going to have a play on words. It's usually Joppy's taking the term out and making a joke.
It's all good, man. I'm listening. I'm trying to learn something, man.
Yeah. He's taking notes.
Right.
What the frick I say?
Yeah.
The frick I say. I don't know, bro, but it's good. So, yeah, so you take your meatballs, and you know, unlike most Italian meatballs, you know, when my dad would make it, he'd make some pretty hefty meatballs. I'm talking like probably 2.5-3 inches in diameter, some nice big chunks of meatballs. And he would lightly brown it in a skillet. And we do it on our Cajun grill, but you can do it in your kitchen, however you want. And a cast iron skillet works best. And a little bit of vegetable oil, and you just kind of roll it around and on medium to low fire. You don't want to like burn it. You want to basically get that Maillard effect, you know, that browning effect. And then you just roll it around to all the sides are evenly, you know, browned. Yeah. And then you take them out, and then you start with the fricasse, which, you know, you're going to have, you know, some more onions and bell pepper and maybe even some garlic. And you just want to kind of saute that down in your skillet and kind of make like a nice little, you can even let it go longer and you get that caramelized effect instead of just sauteed. And then it gets that real flavorful, sugary kind of Maillard effect in there. And then you just start, you add a little bit of water and you add your meatballs back in. And you don't make it with a tomato gravy. It's more of a brown gravy. And you just put it on low, close your grill lid, and just let it simmer. You may want to check it from time to time and just add some more water. You can kind of taste it. If you want to add beef bouillon cubes into your gravy, you can do that. If you want, just watch your salt, because the bouillon cubes got a lot of salt in it. And just taste it as you go. And just, you want to let it go for a couple of hours and just let it create a real nice thick gravy. And if when you go to serve it, the gravy's not quite, it's too runny. You know, you want a thicker gravy where it just sits on top of your rice instead of just runs through your rice. Just mix you a little bit of cornstarch with a little bit of water, about a half a cup with 2 tablespoons of cornstarch, and just dissolve it in the water and just slowly pour it in with your gravy and let it stir in. Don't pour it all. Just pour a little bit at a time. Let it stir in. And it's really going to thicken up that gravy. And if you want to give it a little bit more punch, you can take like a teaspoon to almost a tablespoon, depending on the quantity and the size of your pot. and you can put in some roux. And that's going to also thicken it up, but then it's going to give it that real earthy, nutty flavor. And then you cook you a nice pot of white rice, you know, and if you're healthy, you can do brown. That's okay. And then you just you put your big heaping spoonful of that rice on a big plate, and then you put some of that gravy on top of all them sauteed onions and everything. Oh, I can smell it already.
Yeah.
And then you put a couple of them meatballs, and but the way you eat your meatballs is you break them up. You just cut them into like quarters or you know, eighths, and then you just mash it all together, and then you get a piece of that meatball with a scoop of that rice and all that gravy, and you put that in your mouth.
So tell us real quickly how to make roux.
Well, roux is real easy. People have a tendency to overcomplicate that.
Right.
All that is flour and oil. Flour and vegetable oil. I mean, you can use different oils, but it's flour, regular refined white flour, and oil. And they say that you want to use equal portions. So if you're using, if you're like cooking a lot, you can use like a half a cup of oil to a half a cup of white flour. And I've always found that right there is almost a little too thick. And so you would start out with that as a ratio, you know, and then you can kind of, if it looks too thin, just add a little bit of more flour and get your whisk. Don't stir it. You can whisk it. And you want to just make it like a paste. And you want to do it over a medium to high fire, but don't walk away because it's going to take a while. It's going to start turning like a nut, like a peanut color, and then peanut butter color. And then you're going to get, but when it starts to turn, and what they mean by turn is when it starts changing colors, it's going to go from peanut to like dark chocolate real fast. So you want to lower your fire and you want to constantly stir while that changing, while that color's changing. And then once it gets to like a light chocolate color, you want to take it off the fire and keep stirring it because that stuff is like lava. And it's like when you take protein off of a grill, it'll keep cooking, you know. So you want to take it off and just whisk it around, let it cool off, but keep whisking it. And then once it cools off entirely, it's going to solidify into like a hard substance. And then you can put that in a Tupperware and just use it for like accent flavoring. You know, and you're going to notice that when you go pull it out the refrigerator, the oil is going to rise to the top, and that's fine. Just open your Tupperware, pour the oil off out into the trash can or into your sink or whatever, and then scoop out whatever you need. And what I do is I have a tendency to overcook, you know, over prepare. So I always cook more for roux than I need. And then I put it in a little glass jar or a little Tupperware after it's cooled off and put it in the refrigerator, and it'll keep forever.
Yeah, and you just dab it in when you need it. Rather than having to create one, you've got it on hand, if you will, right?
Yeah, I tell you what, if you really want to blow people's minds, if you got a good smoker or a charcoal grill where you can get the fire hot, put your cast iron skillet on your grill and smoke that with apple wood. So in between, while it's turning, before it turns, actually, you know, while it's still kind of cool, put you some apple wood or peach chunks on there and close your lid and just let that smoke impregnate that you know, the substance on in the pot. And then when you open the lid, stir it real quick and close that lid again and let all that smoky flavor get in your roux. Mm-hmm. And then finish the roux with a hot fire, and then after it starts turning. But I'm telling you, when you open that Tupperware, if you haven't cleared your nostrils and you pull out the refrigerator and you open that container and you smell that,
yeah.
Wonderful, man.
So no salt or pepper in that?
No salt and pepper. No. Strictly oil and flour. That's it.
Cool. Yep.
And then as you're cooking, you know, whatever dish you're using it in, whether it's shrimp stew or gumbo or fricasse or, you know, whatever you're cooking, you salt and pepper that dish to taste. Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. So what else would you throw roux in?
Well, like I said, just now, gumbos, shrimp stew, which is kind of like the same thing, except using meatballs. You use, you know, beautiful Gulf shrimp or wherever you get your shrimp, and you boil some eggs, and you peel the eggs, and you make the same concoction, the gravy, if you will, and then you drop the shrimp in at the last minute, and then you put your boiled eggs in there and let that cook with your shrimp. And then you serve that over some rice with the shrimp and the boiled eggs, and you cut that up. Oh, man. You're making me hungry. It's lunchtime here in Louisiana, bro.
It's always always lunchtime at the Guidry House. Right. Hey, I did tell my son Alex to look up Justin. And
I did the same. Yeah. I did the same. Godspeed to all of them troops over there.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he said it's a big place, but he'll keep a lookout for him. He said, with a last name like that, it shouldn't be too hard to find.
That's right. Okay, T. Gidd from the Percy Guidry Company. It's a pleasure, brother.
Hey, it's always a pleasure. You guys rock, man. I tell you what, that there's certain things on the radio and the media that just we don't need. We need you guys. You guys out there educating people. They're starving for education, for grilling and different types of cooking techniques. And I'm just I'm just happy to be a small part of that. But you guys keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you much.
You're too kind.
All right, guys. Love you.
Yeah, love you too, man. Brother. All right. Coming up next, we're going to bring this train to the station. Bob had a little interlude with some hip-hop singers a while ago, and they made a jerk recipe, and there's even a song out there about that, I'm pretty sure. But anyway, we're going to cover that in the last segment. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Teas, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering. Better Michigan beer.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A man, man, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Today's man law. Man law number 17. You must offer heartfelt condolences over the death of a girlfriend's cat. Even if you had something to do with it.
Well, yeah, there you go. That'd probably keep you on the right side of the coin if you do that.
But, a few years back, I was doing segments with Fox 17 in Grand Rapids. They had what they'd call a block party every Friday at 5 o'clock. And I'd go out there and grill. I got them hooked up with a nice big stainless grill. And I'd go out there and grill, and there'd be different people, celebrities, whatever, every Friday. And the very first gig I got, the rep called me and said, hey, you're going to be cooking for Shaggy and Ravon and Rossi and DJ Q. So Shaggy is a very, very popular with the women, especially singer and performer. And it was about as bad as working next to about any popular celebrity you'd ever. I'm thinking of Foxworthy when I worked with him, and the people would come up and they'd like faint, and you were like not even there.
You know? Right.
These women were fawning over this guy, but he kept hanging out with me at the grill, and he's a vegetarian, and you've heard some of the cuts I've used in promos or whatever. He's a vegetarian, but he was eating this steak. I went and got some beautiful, the certified CAB steak. And I had never done jerk before. And so I started researching it hard and then did what I always do, which is Robin Steele, take a little from this recipe, a little from that one. And I came up with this jerk sauce recipe, and the seasoning for the steaks, I just bought McCormick's jerk spice, and it was wonderful. But it's on the Grillin' Guys website. It's enough to do six steaks, But it has habanero peppers, sweet onion, then some chopped carrots and water and garlic, and rice vinegar was the kicker. And not all the recipes called for that, but that caught my eye on one of them. And basically, you combine the vegetables and water and vinegar in a saucepan, and you simmer it for about 20 minutes until it's reduced to about half. Then you put in a blender and make a puree. Now, if you have an immersion blender, that'd be fine too. But you just blend this thing together, and it is it's got some heat to it, because those two habaneros, they will talk back to you.
Right, they always do.
But I'll tell you what, it is so good. If you've never done jerk anything, this sauce is good for chicken. You can do, and you don't even have to necessarily spice up your meat, because this sauce is going to take care of all you need.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just trying.
Does it light you up? Is it one of those that makes you sweat when you eat it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
But
it's so
fave,
good, you can't stop. It's
right.
So good, and I will brag about it, because I was so happy. Shaggy was eating so much of that steak, and he kept saying, "I don't even eat meat."
Yeah.
But those guys did not leave the grill, and we had a cocktail waitress out there. She used to call herself the drink mistress, if you see the pictures on Grilling Guys page. But she was making us some kind of rum punches, and by the end of the hour, we were punchy.
Right.
And then he had to get up and perform.
Sure.
He did very well, but every woman within a mile that heard he was in there was there on the patio.
Sure.
And
one time.
Oh, to be Shaggy.
Yeah. Shaggy dude.
Yeah.
Hey, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week to the Grilling Guys. Hopefully you enjoyed the time with us. We appreciate you doing that, and we will talk with you next week.
See you.